Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Muslim Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
Service. We took a new turn, and then I know that last week we were talking about whether it's the one, whether it's not the one, and the things to do, all right, the things to do to know the one. And I know that even in social media, right, social media last week, I'm sure we all saw lots of videos of, you know, different people saying different things. If it does this, it's not the one. If it does that, he's the one. And, you know, on and on and on. And then I've come to realize that it's possible that as Christians, it's possible to know a lot of things and not function in it. And this is something that I'd always like to emphasize, that it's not enough to have things in your head, and it's not enough to know, but are you functioning in what you truly know? Are you functioning in what you truly know? It's not enough to have spiritual insights, revelations, knowing this, knowing that. But are you able to translate these things into physical realities that are able to help you? And that is why the good things, the signs, red flags, and things we've been saying, you will realize that a lot of us know these things, but we will still, not we, a lot of people still fall into wrong hands and wrong marriages. And most of the divorces that we see today, separations that we see today, are people that were joined upon the altar of God, you know, where they declare their vows in front of their families and in front of God and even in front of the priest. So will you say that these ones didn't attend marital counseling? Or will you say that these ones don't know what they were doing, but they still ended up separated? You know, the difference is that they were not able, they know in their head, but they are not able to translate it into physical realities. And this is why I sense the Lord taking us on a journey of healing. A journey of healing. For you to express love the way it should be expressed, there is a certain process and transformation that we must go through in our minds. We established in the first service that as a spiritual man, as a man that got born again, you received the life of Christ. Your spirit has been recreated. You are now a saint. You were once a sinner that needed salvation, and you got salvation. But as a saint, your life does not automatically change. You need a transformation and a renewal of your mind to function in the capacity that you should function on earth. You know, your soul acts as the intermediary between your spirit and your body, right? And this is how, that if your soul is not in the right place, if your soul is not in the right shape, if it's not in the right face, it's not able to transmit that which it is receiving from the spirit, and is not able to push it out in the physical. And we also talked about how that we gave the example of the lantern. How many of us remember the example of the lantern? The old lantern, all right? And how that the light within the lantern, you know, for me, stands for our spirit, all right? Our recreated spirit. And that how that the glass, when covered with soot, is our soul in its raw state before it found Christ. And how that the soul in itself needs a cleaning so that it's able to shine the light of God to the world. So that you are able to shine that light of love as it should be. All right? And then we looked at that scripture that's in Hebrews 12:1. Can we remember? Where we said, you know, that we need to lay aside every weight and sin that easily beset us. And, you know, I also said that the weights in itself are not sins. Well, they are not sins all the times. their traumas, hurts, pains, you know, issues and challenges that we've had to go through. And these things have formed our belief systems. They have formed how we think, how we judge matters, how we perceive things, how we think. And these things are beginning to affect us, even though as Christians, we know the right things, we know the spiritual things to do, but we don't know how to translate them. And that is why I would keep saying that a lot of Christians are not living colorful lives. I mean, we're doing everything. The light is shining within us. The light of Christ is shining. But it's not just reflecting. It's not reflecting. You know, that scripture that says that we are the light of the world. We are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. A lot of Christians are just lights, and they are just lights in their houses. They are not lights in the real sense of lights. Because their minds, you know, is so blurry, is so distorted, is so bleak that it cannot perceive that which the Spirit is saying and how they are able to translate it into physical realms. All right? And we establish that for us to fully, you know, we are talking about love, but, you know, even beyond love, I feel like this expands and extends to every area of our lives. That if your mind is not in the right state, if your mind is not in the right phase to receive, you will cap yourself. And you will just be falling under the Spirit, falling under the anointing. You will stand up and you will still remain the same. You will not be able to function ideally in the real world. And that is why you will see that even people that are not Christians, right, they are functioning so excellently in the world. And you will see them, they are going for mind transformation courses. You will see them, you know, having a coach, having a mentor, and they are, you know, they are trying to reset their minds, because they know that their mind is the most important tool of transformation. A lot of people have coaches, they have brain coach. You know, there is something that is called brain reengineering. You can change your brain to function the way you want it to function. It's possible. And some people, science has gone deep into it. So those ones don't really know Christ, but they are functioning well. And that's because it's a principle. They know that it's a principle that if my mind is in the right state, I'm able to function properly. All right? And then I established in first service that when we get born again, right, we don't immediately become a spiritual man. How many people remember? So I said that we're a natural man first who has no idea of Christ, steeped in sin, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, everything that is found in sin, within sin, outside sin, is in the natural man. And then when you receive the life of Christ, you translate onto the carnal man. It now takes a conscious effort for you to lift Christ into the center of your heart. So the carnal man is that man that, you know, it does not have the sinful nature alone, but still grapples, you know, with flesh. And that is why you can have a man, you know, give his life to Christ today and still fall into sin tomorrow. It is the way it is. Your spirit is recreated, right? But your mind is, your soul is still functioning in the physical state. And it requires what? Transformation. You know, that's why that scripture, you know, in Romans 12:1, can we have it? Romans 12:1 that says, therefore, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. I beg you. I remember when Pastor was teaching us about this last month, and you know, he explained how that when you say, I beseech you, I beg you, I have said many things in the past, but now I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Even God understands that if your mind is not renewed, you will not prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I stand to say you will not even understand and perceive the will of God if your mind is not renewed. See, the scripture says it there. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing. Renewing. It's a continuous process. It's really not a destination. It's a journey. Right? It's a journey. So you don't get there and say, I've gotten there. You don't plateau. For every level, there is more. By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good. You are able to pick what is good from what is bad, even when the bad looks like good, or when the good looks like bad, you are able to pick it. And you are able to prove that which is acceptable and that which is perfect and the will of God. So it's important to know that, yes, your spirit is on fire. Your spirit is, you know, you are burning. But what about your soul? You don't want to neglect your soul. All right? And then I said that the weights we're talking about, right? The weights we're talking about are not sins, necessarily sins in itself. All right? They are emotional traumas that we've had to go through from the time that we were born up on the time that we got born again. You were not living in a vacuum when you were born up under the time that you got born again. And so for some of us, it took 10 years, it took 20 years, it took 30 years. Now imagine all the things that you've had to get used to over and over and over and over and over and over again. Those are the things that will form your mindset, will form your beliefs. That is why a lot of people have some funny beliefs that you will just wonder, what is going on? It's really not their fault. It's what they've had to go through. You know, I was telling someone that this issue of you not being able to accept love, it's very serious. And I got the word. It's called the orphan syndrome. The orphan syndrome. And it is what I feel like it's one of the things that the devil and Satan is using in the end time to make you feel like you are not loved because you didn't experience a fatherly love in the physical. So it's difficult for you to accept the love of God. Some people believe that God loves them, but they don't believe that God likes them. They believe that God loves me, but they don't believe that, like, does God really like me? Like me? Do you get what I'm saying? Like me? And it's a mentality that happened as a result of maybe having an absentee father that was not there, and you feel like, yeah, I know God loves me, but it's okay if these bad things happen to me. I don't really think God likes me. Right? And those are weights. Those are weights. Because if you don't step into that reality that God loves you, there are some things that you will not be able to hold with your hands. Yes. There are some blessings. There are some realities. There are some spaces, some spiritual blessings, even physical blessings that you will not be able to hold on to because you believe that it's not for me. It's not for my type of person. It's for God's children. Me, I'm not, you know, I'm just the church member that loves God. God does not. It's a very terrible one. The orphan syndrome, where you are not able to receive the love of the Father. And today that thing breaks in the name of Jesus. Today you know that God loves you and you break away from the orphan syndrome in the name of Jesus. Today I decree that you will experience the Father's love afresh. You will experience the Father's love afresh. And you will know and understand with a deep-rooted understanding that God loves you. Hallelujah. Now, I said that in second service, we'll go to the journey of soul healing, how to peel off those backs of traumas, peel off those backs of pain, lack of vulnerability, emotional, you know, pains that you've gone through, and, you know, oppressive behavior, resentment. You don't just like people. You just like to fight people. There are some people that believe that people don't just like me. They don't like me. If someone likes me for too long, they just feel uncomfortable when you begin to extend too much love to them. All right, those things are weight, and they are pulling off in the name of Jesus. Now, so let's look at the steps to soul healing. All right, I just put down two things here, although I feel like it's more than this, but it's not something that we can cover in one service. But I pray that even the little that we're able to cover today, that your eyes are open to see, your ears are open to hear, and your heart will perceive. Your heart will perceive, and you will know the next profitable steps to take in the name of Jesus, and that your word will come to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. To go through emotional healing or soul healing, as it were, is the first step is cleansing. And just like the example of the lantern that I gave, the first step, when you see that the lantern is not giving off the light that it should give, even with the kerosene inside, the lights, the wick in itself, you know, it's still full and it's burning. You discover that, oh, soot has covered it, and then you bring it out and then go and clean it. You know, God has made life so simple for us that we can take the cue from nature. We can understand basic life principles from nature. You take that glass in itself, as we can see that glass, and you clean it. That is the first step, cleansing. And how do you go through the process of cleansing? It is taking the word of God. Taking the word of God and using the word of God as sponge and soap, and you take it upon your heart and you're brushing it. You're brushing it. Brushing it, using the word of God to wash your heart. Let's look at Philippians 4:8, and that is where, you know, that's going to be the anchor for cleansing. All right, Philippians 4:8. All right, says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. We must create a habitual habitat to focus on Philippians 4:8. If you think on the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just, the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, the things that are of good report. If you think on these things, you would discover that your life is going to change. Now, have you ever noticed that the more you spend time with God, and whenever you activate a new level of intimacy with God, something changes within you. Something breaks out within you. And then you see that, I feel different. And that is just the way it is. Anytime you unlock a new level of intimacy with the Father, you step into another realm. And for that realm, there's another realm. And that is why you must not play too. All right, now looking at Ephesians 4 verse 22, it said, put off concerning you your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful, okay, we have it here, that he put off concerning the former conversation of the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Please go on. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Renewal comes through cleansing. There is no other way. The first step is to clean. Because before you put any new thing into the mind, where you want to put it into has to be clear first, right? It has to be clear. It has to be clean first. And you know, like I said, that if you spend so much time with your word, you realize that there are some things that will just be falling off you. And the Holy Spirit will just suddenly become the police of your heart. And will be guarding you against things. And when you step into something that does not make sense, immediately it picks it up. Guy, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's a wrong mindset. You don't think like that. Different mindsets. Mindsets like, I have it here, work validation. And I think that's one thing that is very common now. You are not doing the work, but you are pretending like you are doing the work. And everywhere on Instagram, you are putting it there, but you really are not putting, you are not doing the work because you are already in a state of mind where you always want to seek the validation of men. You just want people to hail you. Even if, and another thing happens with a lot of young people, they are not really putting in the work to, everybody wants to have NGOs, right? Everybody wants to pad a girl. Everybody wants to send somebody to school. But you are not doing the work. You are just, you know, doing colorful things up and down, making it feel like as if you are doing because of validation of men. Some people are very insecure in themselves. Very insecure. They want men to praise them. You know that you look good, but you feel like you don't look good because nobody, not one person, has said that you look good. After you spent 15K on makeup and your bone straight is like 100K, and nobody said you look good, and you start feeling like, I don't think I look good. I don't think I look. Insecurity. Or the ones that, you know, this one really, really baffles me a lot. Evidence versus experience. I love you. The sugar on my head. I don't know how they say all those things. I'm not the PDA type of person. And they are suffering in their marriages. They are putting out an evidence that is way more than what they are experiencing with at the back. So, why? Because you are seeking the validation of men. And that in itself is a weight. That in itself is something that needs to pull off you. Because you need to stand secure in yourself. There are places you will get to in life. You don't need anybody to validate you. As long as you get your validation from God. Because what is the essence of 100 people saying thumbs up, and God is saying, you didn't do well at all. But some people, that's what they are concerned about. You will step into places. You will step into assignments. You will step into things that will scare you. And you will need your identity to be strong. Nobody will validate you. At that point, you will require to stand and look up to God for God to validate you. That is why weights like that must come off. Because God is not insecure. That is one thing you should know. God will not in a rush put you into places that he knows that you cannot function if you don't pull off those weights. Are you getting me? God is not insecure. He will not say, I need to get this thing done. Well, let's just use the girl like that. You will grow. You will shed all those unnecessary things. And if it takes you 40 years, whenever you wake up is your what? Good morning. If it takes you 40 years for your eyes to open to that which the Lord has put in your hands, God is there. He's not bound by time. It is you that is bound by time. So the earlier you shed off weights, the better it is for you. And that validation of men is something that is so common in our generation. Instagram like 1,000. And you feel like you are on the air. And the person that is doing the real work is just getting 2 likes. And that one feels very discouraged. Addiction to being accepted. All right? You just want to be accepted. You just want to be accepted. emotional entanglement. Some people, they don't know how to be single. They are in relationships. 6 relationships in 6 months. Yes, it happened. They don't know how to stay alone. They must always, I love you to somebody. Ah. There is beauty in being single. Yes. You know, I was teaching C3 ladies, the singleness of purpose is your purpose of being single. The singleness of purpose is your purpose of, there's beauty in being single. All those, I must be in a relationship. To what end? What will it add to you? Emotional stress, heartbreak. You'll be thinking about one man when you're supposed to be reading for exam. Stress, Valentine will come. Are you think of, I will buy this one. And it's a big deal, really. It's a big deal. How that you feel like you cannot enjoy yourself by yourself. And it's possible to enjoy yourself by, you know, it's possible to enjoy yourself by yourself that it would almost take God to distract you from yourself. That guy, it is time to be in a relationship. Guy, it is time to get married. It's a sweet thing. So if you're here and you feel like that is something you are grappling with, it's a weight. It needs to drop off. You are good by yourself. You can enjoy your life by yourself. You don't need to be entangled here and there. Some people have like 3 boyfriends. Backup plan. Yes. Backup plan. I have one, this one, that one. Entanglements, weights that need to come off. All right? And cleansing must happen. All right? Because everyone, I wrote here, everyone has a likelihood of going back to pains, you know, out after that you have left, you know, these shackles, you're going through mind renewal, it's still possible that you go back into these pains, all right? And to step into the soul, into the place of soul leaning, it starts with your thoughts. And now you would realize, you would see the reason why I read Philippians for you. It starts with your thoughts. Thoughts are the currency of your soul. Thoughts are the currency of your soul. The thoughts you think will form the things in your mind will lead to, over time, will lead to mindsets. Thoughts are the currency of your soul. It is what you spend. That is why if you're thinking a particular thought, all right, it's important that you combat it back with words. Because naturally, thoughts are the what? Currency of your soul. And for it to respond to change, it must respond to something higher, which is the word. Right? It must respond to something higher, which is the word. That is why you cannot combat thoughts with thoughts. You combat thoughts with the word. All right? And a lot of times, Christians, we preach, you know, we fast, we do everything, but we still refuse to change the way we think. We still refuse to change our thought, you know, and I tell people, our relationship with God should ultimately change the way you think. It's not only Bible read. I know, yes, you are a prayer, use kabash, yes, it's good. You read the Bible back to back. Yes, it's good. To what end are your thought processes changing? All right? Your spirituality has not entered if it doesn't change the way you think. Your spirituality has not entered if it does not change the way you think. The reason is being that, I said it in first service, your soul stays in between your spirit and the body. All right? So if your mind and your soul cannot really capture, you are just taking the spirit. You don't know how to, you know, give off. It does not work. It does not work. All right? You're going to church, reading the Bible, is to the end that your thinking processes what? Change. And it must cleanse you. It must deliver you from toxic mindsets. Mindsets that make you feel like the world is always against you. Limiting beliefs that I can't do it. You know, success is for some set of people, but for somebody like me, I can't do it. Terrible mindsets to pull you out from. And how does cleansing happen? How does cleansing happen? Cleansing happens with the replacement technology. It's a technology. It's a principle. If you stop taking something, for example, I remember when I stopped taking soda about 3 years ago. I'm a sweet tooth. I love taking sweet things. I knew that if I had to stop taking soda, I needed to replace it with another thing, right? If not, I will go back to my soda. So I had to replace it with Zobo and, you know, natural drinks. And that is the way it is. The replacement technology. You try to change your old thoughts with new thoughts. And the scripture has given us I like the Bible. The scripture has given us a path to follow. In Philippians 4:8, because the truth is, you are made most after your most predominant thoughts. The thoughts you think over and over and over and over again are the things that make you. And that is how you replace. And that is how, you know, you keep changing it. Sometimes you can just, you know, when those funny thoughts come back to you, you stand against it. You stand against it, all right? You think good thoughts. And, you know, remembering, see, it says whatsoever things are true. That means don't think on false things. Whatsoever things are honest. Don't think of trying to dupe people, you know, trying to do things that are not honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Don't grapple with dirty things. You know the dirty things I'm talking about. Whatever things are lovely, of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, these are the things you should think upon. All right? So the very, very first step is what? Cleansing. All right? Cleansing. And this is only done through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. Another thing is, now, we talked about cleansing. The next one, I know we can't finish today, and anytime we continue, right? The next thing is building a positive subconscious mind. And this is a really, really long one, but I'm just going to, you know, put it into a biteable size that's easy for us to understand. Building a positive subconscious mind. The soul in itself, all right, it's like the subconscious mind. I don't really want to go into it, right? It's like the subconscious mind. So subconscious in the sense that it's not conscious and it's not unconscious. It's just there. You don't know that it's there, but it's just there. And things, you know, and things are coming into it. I was telling you in first service that the things that come into your mind are not just the things that you put in your minds. They are the things that find their way unconsciously what into your minds. And that is what we have as the subconscious mind. And you don't manifest what you want. You manifest what you believe. That is why you want something is not just happening to you. Because that is just the way it is. You don't manifest what you want. I want to be rich. I want to be rich. I want 1 million. You don't just manifest it. Do you believe it deep within you, in your subconscious, that you can never be poor? So again, you don't manifest what you want. You only manifest what you believe. And you know, this causes a lot of confusion with people because sometimes what you want in your life does not look like what you have, all right? So sometimes what you want in your life is the opposite that is happening. And you know, many people want to move forward. A lot of people want to, yes, I want to move forward, but they don't know how to operate belief systems that can help them to move forward. Now, I'm going to tell you 5 major things about beliefs, and then I believe that This will help you. This will help you. Number one, beliefs are very spiritual. They are very, very spiritual. Now, this scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 4. Please, let's have 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 4. Please, let's have it. I can't see it on my screen. Is it there? Media. Okay. For though we work in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, this is not just village people. All right? Let's go on. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down imaginations. Where do we have imaginations? In your mind, right? And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You see that beliefs are quite spiritual. They are very spiritual. You pull it down. You don't wait for it to linger in your heart. You are thinking of your body is doing you one kind. And you feel like this is the norms. This is where you pull it down immediately. I am a child of God. I don't mess around. You pull it down immediately. You treat it like what? Warfare. Because it is what? Warfare. Beliefs are what? Very spiritual. Number two, languaging is the programming of beliefs. Languaging is the programming of belief. What you hear and what you say to yourself. What you hear and what you say to yourself. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing. What you hear and what you say to yourself. These things look like simple steps, but it's the basics that makes the difference. Languaging is the program of beliefs. What you are hearing and what you're saying to yourself. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is the word of God that you hear that you say to yourself. All right? The word of God. You keep saying it. You keep saying it. You know, Pastor Chris would always say, keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Till you see it. Till you hold it. Till it becomes flesh in your hands. I remember when God gave me this particular scripture. When I used to have funny mindsets about marriage. And how that, you know, everybody in my family then, you know, most people that got, either they got married late or they had children out of wedlock or their marriage was not just functioning. And then when I was already approaching a certain age, my mom was like, what is going on? I hope that this thing is not affecting you. And I got a word, Romans 9:8 says, and God will, Romans 9:28, you can put it on the scripture. On the screen, yes. For he will finish the work and he will cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord do upon the earth. I held on to that word like my life depended on it, because truly my life depended on it. And I will confess it, that if there is delay in their own family, that they are marrying at 30, 37, 40, me, God what, will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. A short work with the Lord do upon the earth. And I kept confessing it. And I saw this word become flesh like this in my hands. And I saw God compressing 10 years into one. Yes. And a lot of people came to me and like, Hannah, how did you do it? How did you do it? It's the word. It's the word. It is working. And we as Christians, we are privileged to have the word with us. A word that works. Why don't you latch on it and leverage on it and hold on to it like your life depends on it? Because truly, your life depends on it. And we must also know that number three, beliefs take time to build up. Yeah. Beliefs take time to build up, you know. Beliefs, you know, take time to build up. The period between when you were born and when you were born again, it was a process where you started building up negative mindsets. Now, for you to correct that negative mindset, it would almost take time, all right? Although the time might be shorter depending on how ready you are. But you know that it will take time, all right, to change back to positive mindsets. So that is why you're confessing a certain word, or you're trying to change your thoughts, but you still find yourself falling into that same negative mindsets and setbacks. It's normal. It's okay. Don't stay there. The challenge is if you now stay there and say, "Oh, I don't think this thing is working." That's where the problem lies, right? Don't stay there. Know that beliefs takes it takes time to what? Build up. It takes time to build up. It takes time to build up. It took a lot of time for you for that negative mentality to set in. It would also take time for it to what? To come up and, you know, excavate so that it's replaced with positive thoughts. Okay? So don't beat yourself too hard. Don't beat yourself too hard. If you're finding yourself falling back into those weights again, don't beat yourself too hard. The point is that you must stand up and what? Move. You must stand up and what? Move. And then, let me reiterate, all right? Treat unhealthy conditioning like what? Warfare. It's not every time that it's village people. You know, it's not every time that it's village people. From what we have been saying since morning, you will know that a lot of it has to do with you. A lot of it has to do with you, 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 you. You treat it like what? Warfare. Go into the scriptures. You have funny mentalities. Go into the scriptures. Find scriptures that align with it. Correct it. It's possible. You can retrain your brain to think in a certain way. And I don't even want to go into that because there's no time for that. But you can read up on it. It's called neuroplasticity. You can change your brain. You can switch on your brain, and you can switch off your brain. It's done in science. And science is from God. Science is in the scripture. So if we as Christians, we have this leverage, why are we not using it? Treat it like what? Warfare. That funny spirit just comes upon you. I feel like, you know, I just need to satisfy myself. Pull it down immediately. You are not a dog. You don't sleep around. You pull it down what? Immediately. I'm just tired of this life. I want to kill myself. No way. You are not going anywhere. You won't be blinded by the present and blinds you from your bright future. No way. You pull it down. All right? And the last one, if you don't fix your beliefs, it's going to put a lid on your next level. Yes. If you don't fix your belief, it's going to put a lid on your next level. How do I mean? If you don't, you know, I said something in the, previously, that when you step into another level of intimacy with the Father, something breaks out within you. And that's the way it is. If you break a particular mindset, you see, the day that I realized that I can't be stranded, since that day, even if I don't have 1K in my pocket, I'm not bothered because I know I cannot be stranded. All right? If you don't fix your belief system, it will place a lid over your next level. And I said earlier, it's a journey. It's a journey. It's not a destination. Right? So the more you break, there are more grounds to what break. It's an open space of wide open possibilities. The possibilities are wide. It depends on how far you want to take, how much you want to eat, how well you want to enjoy your life, live your life to the fullest, fulfilling the will of the Father, stepping into destiny, experiencing the love of God as it should be. It depends on how much you want. And I pray that your eyes are open. I pray that your ears are open. And I pray that much more than what I have said today, the Lord God opens this up in your heart. And that you understand that as you go home, even in your night visions and dreams, the Lord begins to open up places where you need to make corrections, where you need to develop better belief systems. And the Lord God helps you. And then you begin to take the next possible steps, the next right steps to fix your life and step into destiny and experience love as it should be. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.